KQED.
Like the wise men drawn to the star over Bethlehem, residents from all over Northern California are drawn to Sundar Shadi's Christian Christmas. 80 to 90,000 a year, he estimates, make the pilgrimage.
That's an ABC News story from 1984 about a Punjabi immigrant who transformed his garden in El Cerrito near Berkeley into an elaborate Christmas display. His name was Sundar Shadi, and nearly 70 years ago, he began making his figurines, wise men, sheep, camels, and ornate little houses. Shadi died in 2002, but as reporter Spencer Silva tells us, the community is still keeping his creation alive.
That area, we have the big, big camels, and you can see they're life size. This is an amazing thing he did.
Jane Barkey is a former mayor of El Cerrito. Ever since Shadi's death, Barkey has taken up his mantle. She played a big role in moving the display from his home to a nearby hillside. Throughout the year, she makes sure the scores of aging figurines are refurbished. Then in December, she commands a small army of volunteers that lug the hundreds of statues in many houses from storage up to the hill.
The houses were originally milk cartons. Back in the old days, you had the milkman delivered, and when his boxes fell apart, he would drop them off to Sundar, and he would turn them upside down and make them into houses.
That form a tiny Bethlehem. Below, wise men sit atop those big, big camels. Next to them, a flock of 50 or 60 sheep, including a black one. A recent addition is the silhouette of a man in overalls holding what appears to be a rake. It's Sundar Shadi, the man who started it all almost 70 years ago.
Referred to it as a Bethlehem scene.
Okay.
It is not a nativity. There is no nativity. He was not a Christian.
He was Sikh. Shadi emigrated from what's now Pakistan to the U.S. in 1921, in part because of religious persecution. A decade later, he earned a master's degree from UC Berkeley in horticulture, but he couldn't find work in academia. Some say that was because of the color of his skin. So he took a job at a gas station. Eventually, he saved up enough money to buy that gas station and many others, and he got rich. He retired at 49, but he never lost his passion for horticulture. He turned the empty lot next to his house into an elaborate garden. During the winter, he'd get antsy. So legend has it, Shadi's wife, Dorothy, encouraged him to take up a new hobby, sculpting, or something like it.
Debated about putting a Santa Claus up or a star, and they decided to put a star up on the hillside.
Within a few years, that star was just the centerpiece of his massive tableau. He used things like chicken wire, sticks, stucco. In that same news story from 1984, Shadi said it was all about bringing neighbors together.
It just inspires me when I see the people enjoying it. So I feel that maybe I'm doing some service to my community.
At night is when Shadi's display really comes to life. Classic holiday music pumps from underneath the figurines. Spotlights illuminate the faces of the wise men, the sheep, and an angel. The milk carton temples and coffee tin minarets glow under a sky of blue lights. Parents and children drop by to huddle close and take it all in.
Like that guy used to be over there.
Huh.
I feel like the angel ends up being in the same place, though.
Yeah, the angel's always right there.
Volunteer docent May Ritz, who's also a former mayor of El Cerrito, passes out candy canes and tells the story of the man and his creation.
All of us work hard to make sure that this looks good. It just makes you feel good to see it happen. And you feel so proud of El Cerrito and what we're doing. So,
Sundar Shadi gave this gift to his community many years ago. And it's that community that's making sure his gift lives on. For the California Report, I'm Spencer Silva in El Cerrito.